Greetings Only Tans. Today is Friday, April 19th, and yesterday I had the pleasure of welcoming back on the show my friend Steve Veerman, aka intangible.eth. Steve is a very clever guy. He's one of the original whales, let's say, of NBA Top Shot. He always has some interesting opinions to share about what's happening currently. And we talked about the current NBA Top Shot Redemption, NBA playoff packs. There's the fandom packs. There's the higher price rare packs. And we talked about those and about strategy of this NBA playoffs and how to go about collecting on NBA Top Shot during these NBA playoffs. We talked about some other subjects as well, including just generally the NBA playoffs and some of Steve's predictions and teams that he's rooting for. We gave away some moments thanks to, of course, our sponsor, floaty.io. We gave away a couple of rare moments and we'll give away more next week. And if you haven't checked out floaty.io yet, you really should. It's where you should go if you're buying or selling NBA Top Shot moments, NFL All Day moments, or anything else on the Flow blockchain. Floaty.io, we thank them for being our sponsor. Recall that nothing you hear on this episode should be considered financial advice. And let's jump right into it. Sorts today. The camera's too far back. I gotta fix the camera. How's everybody doing? The lights are going all crazy. This is why 5 minutes isn't even enough, if we're being honest. 5 minutes is not enough. I probably need 10 minutes, if we're being honest, to get ready, because it is a mad dash trying to get ready for this stream. I'll tell you that much. You guys think, why is he putting the timer on? You don't understand all the running around that's going on trying to get this show on the road. I can't find the damn remote now. Hold on, here it is. What color do we want today, everybody? How's that? We want that color, this color. How about that one? That one looks nice. All right, how's everybody doing? Bleezy says, start the countdown earlier. I'll do like a 30-minute countdown for Bleezy. Anyways, hello, everybody. How are you all doing? There's things happening out there in the world of NBA Top Shot and the NBA. And we are so happy to have a lovely guest today. Steve Veerman is here. We'll bring him on shortly. But yeah, a lot is happening. The playoff packs have been released on NBA Top Shot. The ice cream is flowing with floaty.io. I cannot forget to tell you, of course, that we are sponsored by floaty.io. Partnerships come in every which way from floaty.io, if you're paying attention. And that will be today's video later. So the floaty simps and stands, just wait, because later we're going to talk about some floaty partnerships. They're killing it over there at Floaty. Anyhow, we have some playoff action. I don't know if you guys watched the play-in games, but Zion unfortunately got hurt and he's not going to play in the next one. So the Pelicans are pretty much out of the playoffs for the most part. The Warriors are out of the playoffs. Seems like it's the end of the dynasty. And I think that the rest of the NBA fans are allowed to celebrate a little bit. The same way that the NFL football fans celebrated when the New England Patriots, when that dynasty was over. But it definitely feels like the Golden State Warrior dynasty is over. Draymond will have to kick someone else in the testicles on a different team perhaps next year. I think Klay is going to probably play in Orlando apparently, or something like that. We'll see what happens. But we have a lot to talk about because these playoff packs were released and there's a lot going on with these playoff redemption packs. A lot. And that's why I brought in Steve Veerman today. Hopefully he has thought about it a little bit. You know, he's got the big beard. Normally people with big beards are smart. I have the glasses. The glasses sometimes make people think that I'm smart. Little do they know, I just have poor vision. It's amazing. It's amazing that my poor vision makes people think I'm intelligent. What a scam. All right, let's see what's going on in the chat. We see Boston based in here, Grails on Floaty. We see Bleezy saying, let's go Celtics. I love the Celtics. Perfect Cereal is here. Rowls is here. He likes the countdown. Top Shot Hot Shot is here, ready to get rugged on whatever giveaway happens later on. And he likes Randy. Tomas is here. Hello, Tomas. Iran is here. Jeb is here. He says the playoffs were super fun last year. It's sad that Top Shot ruined it. So there you go. There is a negative take on the playoffs. Let's see what else. QA is here. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. MBL is killing it, says QA. I would agree. Seven Costanza is here. Can't stand ya. I thought today was Wednesday. No, it is Thursday. Chris is here. Chris Barbosa. And Bleezy says it makes me all the more mad that the Celtics lost to that sorry team 2 years ago. Yeah, you know, the Heat, I think, are in trouble. I thought that the Jimmy Butler giveaway today would be great, very valuable moment to be used in potentially in the playoffs, but he is hurt. So the Heat are definitely in trouble. Actually, Jeb says, I am blind and dumb. Mm-hmm. There you go. QA has the glasses and the beard, so he's double smart. And Mr. GB is asking, can you sell these new packs? Oh, Bleezy's talking about the Warriors. My bad, Bleezy. I have my timeline all messed up. Yeah, I know, losing to the sorry-ass Warriors. But, I mean, they did spank us. They, you know, honestly, it's a good comparison to the New England Patriots, if you're a football fan. Because when the Celtics lost to the Warriors in the finals, the Warriors, they just had that, I guess, that confidence of a team that had been there before, and the Celtics didn't. And I think that in some ways, that was like the mystique of the Warriors at that time. And it was the mystique of the Patriots also when they were just destroying teams in the playoffs, and it didn't really make sense on paper. Although the Warriors were very strong that year anyway, so it's not like it didn't make sense that they won, but definitely hurt to lose to them, of course. All right, so GB's asking, can you sell these new packs? I would think you can. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to, GB. And McDrewdriver says, playoff Caleb Martin is ready for action. And Ginobili Sora says, where is Bouge? I don't know what that means. Where's Bouge? Anyway. So that's what we got, guys. We have a playoff picture. We have playoff odds. We can go over that as well. I always think that's a little bit interesting. And we have news. I mean, the Wemby 1 of 1 was sold for damn near $150,000. That was surprising. $145,000 to one Billo Banks of the community. Congratulations, Billo Banks, for being rich. Billo Banks is rich, confirmed. And Groat is here. He's saying, sticking Legos in packs as chased cards just so that packs aren't worth it, sell out, will only be a viable strategy for Top Shot as long as Legos hold value, and that's decreasing all the time. So it sounds like you guys want to talk about the packs and whether or not the value is there. So if we were to look at these packs, and we can look at that together, and I guess, Steve, when you're ready, just put your camera on and I'll bring you on. I didn't load my whale. I didn't load my whale today, but here's Steve. Let's give Steve the proper introduction. We didn't give him let's just give him a quick one.
It's goddamn amazing.
Woo. There we go. Steve is goddamn amazing. And he's here and he's wearing his Top Shot shirt.
Always. I never not wear my Top Shot shirt. It's the only merch I have. Only clothing I have is all Top Shot clothing.
Yeah, well, that's nice. So, Steve, I guess we could jump right into it. Steve, I think that the opinion at the moment with the playoff packs, specifically the rare packs, is that people don't seem to like the price point. And I think that we see that also because Nest Analytics shared how many are still for sale. And I think after the initial sort of FOMO of buying the packs, I believe like 2,000 packs were bought relatively quickly. And then over the course of like the next 24 hours, it was like 25 or 2,700 packs. Mm-hmm. Still quite a lot of remaining packs because there's almost 8,000 packs for sale. And these are $149. They include two guaranteed rare redemption moments and one possibility at a third rare. But what do you give us your take on this, Steve? What are you thinking?
They're expensive. I mean, my first reaction. So I got like, I saw the email at like 2:55 on whatever day it was. Was it Tuesday or whatever? And it was like, oh, packs go on sale at 3:00. So it was like 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, I was flustered. I didn't even like really look at how many packs they were going to sell and whatever. So I just started buying a couple packs. And then I realized that, wait a minute, like there are a ton of packs here and I don't think these are going to sell out. But yeah, the price point's high. I mean, like, you know, we can talk about the two different sets, like the Fandom and the Rare. It feels like Fandom is basically a copy and paste of last year's Common set.
Yep.
Which I think was very well received. But from what I remember, those packs weren't cheap either last year. And those were Common packs. So I think the thing that's really hard to imagine, especially for like, I don't know, our group of collectors, is like these things get really scarce very quickly. And there is like the fluctuations in price on these moments during the games last year was pretty insane. So, you know, it can be a lot of fun, but like on the rare level, I mean, this is going to be, it was fun to play with commons last year because you could watch a $3 common go to $10. That was a lot of fun. But I feel like this is going to be incredibly stressful watching your like $75 rare go from 75 to, you know, 40 or 140. Like that fluctuation is going to be, I think, I don't know. I guess it's like last year, but like, you know, that much bigger. And I don't know if a lot of people are up for it. Like, I'm not even sure if I'm up for it, to be honest. The packs I bought, like, I don't even know if I want to keep them, to be honest. Like, I might sell them immediately in the pack marketplace because this is going to be very expensive to chase the whole set.
Yes, it will be. And that super high leverage, super high sweat is definitely not for the weak of heart. It kind of reminds me of like meme coin season in a way. It's like what we're used to, but just pour gasoline all over it. And now, like you said, the $75, you know, magic moment, and then they upset the Cavs, and now all of a sudden that magic moment is now like $350 for the next day because no one... that would be the Fandom when like no one buys the packs. That part is also kind of interesting to me about how people, for example, are not going to buy like Pacers moments. And then if they somehow upset the team they're playing, then those Fandom moments are going to be so small in terms of the circulation count. That part of it is definitely interesting to keep an eye on. I don't know if you actually looked at the Fandom packs, but it shows you which are the most popular packs and which are not. So it's kind of interesting to see that. And then they're also throwing chase cards in there as well. So like, if we look at these packs, right, if we choose a team that we think nobody thinks that they're going to do anything. So like, I don't know, maybe I guess the Pacers are probably the least favored team in the playoffs right now, if we're not talking about any of the other teams that are like in play-in or something like that. But so if you look at this one, only 179 packs have been purchased from the Pacers. And is there like a cutoff on this one? It must be, right?
24th, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, the 24th. Okay. But yeah, so there's only 179 packs of the Pacers. But what they've also done, it, which is kind of smart, I guess, is like they've thrown chase cards in there too. And I believe that there's 25 chase cards in each of these packs. So it's like, as of right now, you have over a 10% chance at hitting a rare or legendary in this Pacers pack. So it's like part of it is just playing the game because you think the Pacers are going to win. And then part of it is because people are not buying these packs. It's kind of tricky. There's so many different ways to play this game. So like here is the playoff pack for the Pacers. And you can see what's in here. You have legendaries of Hornacek and Wade and Isaiah Thomas and James Worthy and Dominique and Zion. Like there's quite a few legendaries in here. And then you have some Pacers rares. And anyway, I think altogether Oh, no, sorry. There's more than 25. It was 25 editions, but the rares down here, there's actually a lot more. So I'm actually wrong. There's probably, I don't know, like 100 chase cards in here. So obviously it's not going to end at only 179 packs, but if it did, you'd have over a 50% chance at hitting one of these moments. So that part's kind of interesting. I don't know how much like people want to play that game because like, they're going to think that they have a good percentage and then all of a sudden the sharps pile in and destroy your percentage. And I don't know, but the point is there seems to be a lot of different ways to go about this right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, same thing happened last year. I think a lot of us were, last year was a huge experiment. I think it worked out very well, but there was a lot of confusion. I think it took to like the second round to kind of understand how the whole thing worked. So yeah, there's a lot of ways to play this or not play it. You can just like watch everyone, you know, gamble on these moments because that's kind of what it is. I mean, it's indirectly gambling because you're speculating on which teams are going to go further. And I mean, last year I had a lot of fun doing it. I remember buying like heat moments for like $2 or $3. I think they were down a couple games in the very beginning. And like, it was a lot of fun watching those kind of like come back and people like FOMO back into it once they started winning a series or two. So yeah, a lot of different ways to play this. Could be fun, but you know, could be expensive. So, I mean, you should know what you're getting into. And this is like, this is not Fast Break, right? Fast Break is like very low commitment financially. This is like, you'll see some major swings.
Are you already thinking about what kind of strategy you want to take? Especially like the fact that let me start off with a different question. Do you think that these rare packs will sell out or not?
I don't think so.
So if they don't sell out, then that means obviously there's going to be some pretty low counts on these redemptions then. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think it could get close to selling out. I don't think it will. Just from what we've seen with the drop off, right? Like you'd have to see some crazy new incentive for something to change there. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens with the rarity. I don't know. I guess what's interesting is the fewer people who participate, like the more rare your thing is going to be, and yeah, I don't know, it could be that much more fun, I guess.
Yeah, it will be fun for those of us who just kind of want to watch the madness. Like, I think I kind of want to watch the madness. You know, my team is a heavy favorite, so it doesn't make sense. It's a lot scarier for someone like me to basically be buying the top.
What? On that note, I remember last year really holding off on the Celtics moments for the longest time, trying to buy in the dip. And I think I did at times, but the strategy I used last year, I remember just like basically buying moments when teams lost, right?
Yeah,
but when smart. They were down, or when they were like, you could tell towards the end of the game when they were like kind of losing, it's like, okay, people are dumping. And it's like, okay, I'll make a couple offers to scoop them up. So that was fun. Like buying moments when people are panic selling, that's kind of fun. But you have to get it in the right price point, obviously. Otherwise, that could be not so fun for you too, right? But again, last year it was all commons. When I was making offers for like, you know, $2 or $3 on a heat moment, like I wasn't upset about it. It was just fun. But rares, it's a different story altogether. And then what else for strategy? Strategy, like I just want to finish the set. I'm just a set completionist. So I don't really, I'm not stacked. Like some people might stack to try to like win and like flip and successfully like make some money on it. And if they can do it, like good for them. That's not my game. My game is just like, can I finish this set for as little money as possible? So yeah.
So are you going to try to complete the fandom, the rare and the legendary?
Legendary. No, I've given up on legendaries this season. Like I basically said, I'm not doing it for a variety of reasons. One, I mean, I've given enough money to the machine. Like I'm good. Okay. You know, I still give the money, but it's like, I got to slow that down. And Legos can get very expensive very quickly. The packs, I forget how much they are, like $1,000 a pack now. Like I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So that's not for me. Rare is like, I had to be very selective. Like, I gave up on the freshman gem set. I just said it's not worth it to me. It's cool, but it's not for me. I put all my eggs in the MGLE basket, and you know what? That at the very end worked out for me like huge. I didn't expect.
Oh yeah,
that
that's true. You got the one of one. You got the
I got the one of one, the serial one. Yeah, that was freaking wild. I was half paying attention when I opened it too, because I never like open good shit like that. And it was like, oh, and I saw like the, you know, usually when you open it, there's like something, you know, like, oh, low cereal or something. Right. Yeah. So I looked and I'm like, oh, wait. And it's like, number one, I'm like, this, that can't be right. That's a bug. And I'm like, no way. So I started freaking out. But you know what, you got to make decisions here with what you want to collect. Cause I mean, at the very beginning I tried to collect all of it, which, and then as time goes on, it becomes very hard to do. So, you know, spend within your means. And the reality is if you don't buy it now or whatever, you can probably buy it later. Like, realistically, we haven't hit that point yet where people are like, where you, I don't know. It's like, you don't have to participate. You can participate later. You know, you can buy a set after the fact, and I doubt you'll be paying much of a premium. If you want to avoid like the headache and whatever, but if you want to play like the serial lottery and things like that, yeah, sure. You can join in the fun. Yeah.
Well, it's like zigging when others zag, or zagging when they zig, or it seems to be, it's like you can apply it to anything in life. Like if they all want to do one certain thing, you do something a little bit differently, and who knows, it might work out in your favor. I think the fact also that we have fast break, because Weisberg made a point here, I'd rather play fast break and chill for now. I'm focused on fun rares because the marketplace is generally cheaper than buying packs. The fact that we still have that, the fact that we can still play fast break, I hope that that also kind of quells some of the irritation at the moment. I mean, I think that if Top Shot priced these rare packs at like, because I was thinking, like, what should they have priced these packs at? Because obviously they didn't price it correctly, because if they did, then it wouldn't be slow to sell. Mm-hmm. So what would be the right price? And I thought, so if they are currently 149, right? 149 for two rares, or two rares with a chance at a third, or no, it's three. Yeah, two rares with a, and then the last one is either a for the win or
a chance at a $7 squad goals. Like, okay, cool.
Right, right. So exactly. So yeah, so it's a bit of a premium. I mean, you have a shot at getting finals tickets, but obviously that's quite a small shot, but that you do have a shot. I think the right price instead of 149 probably would have been something like 70. Like, you know, if we're being honest, it's probably half the price. And that way, those would have been no-brainers. If it was half the price, people could have then, you know, made wins on the market, the pack marketplace. Like, I don't, obviously, if these don't sell out, well, actually, that's a good question. Someone asked in the comments, will these have a flip potential? Because if they don't sell out, well, let me try to think through this here. What would make them more desirable later? Nothing, right?
No, they are desirable later. So a good example, a good hypothetical example is if an obscure team like makes it through.
Okay.
Because then you would have unredeemed moments that are needed to basically continue so that would potentially very spicy. And I think last year it took basically again to like the second round for people to understand those mechanics. And actually last year was like, it was kind of a botched drop last year, because they sold the packs late, or they didn't. I remember the packs were still being sold at one point. So like while the first round was going on, and they messed something up where like some teams got like more moments distributed than others. So it was like this weird dynamic. But yeah, you know, as the game goes on, like you'll start to see again these obscure. If the Celtics don't make it, you know, if it's not a Celtics versus Nuggets matchup, then you'll see some interesting pricing action happen for like the packs in the pack marketplace. Mm-hmm. But I'm not counting on. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm counting on. Like, I just want to complete the set, if I can. But it's going to be very expensive. I recognize that now.
Yeah. What about well, we can talk about your playoff predictions. You can think about that for a second. First, we will do a miniature duck race to see Which moment is going out to the Twitter Filipino community, Filipino and otherwise? Let's see here. We have a Drew Holiday and a Jimmy Buckets, who unfortunately seems to be hurt. So unless the Heat win, he's probably not going to be a factor. But let's see. Jimmy Buckets, he's got his witch outfit on, and Drew Holiday looks like he's from the future. I mean, people are probably going to want that Drew Holiday because he's on the Celtics. But let's see, will the Filipino and Twitter community, will they be vying for a Jimmy Butler? It looks that way. He just took the lead. There's 8 seconds left. Will Drew Holiday make the comeback? I don't think he will. So Jimmy Buckets. There you go. Jimmy Butler is the giveaway moment for those of you on Twitter. Let's see how many people are in the chat. We have 41 of you here on YouTube, and then there's going to probably be like over 100. So Steve, what do you think? Should we double the entries for people who are live compared to the people who entered on Twitter? What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we'll do that. Airplane mode, throwing out the Filipino flag. That's what we like. All right. So, quack, quack, quack. All right, so Steve, answer some questions. People, ask Steve a question, because I was supposed to collect these names earlier, and of course I didn't. So ask Steve a question in the chat while I collect these names. Steve, the floor is yours.
Floor is mine. Damn. what do I even say?
Here, Steve, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go for it.
Would you rather go to jail? No, I'm just kidding. there's just a funny joke that I heard. It was like a Theo Von clip, but it has to do with a Rubik's Cube. I'm going to guess that you've solved a Rubik's Cube before in your life, though. Have you?
You know, yeah, I have.
All right. So then that's not a good question, because the question was, would you rather go to jail for a year? No, if you had to solve a Rubik's Cube or get out of jail, would you rather? Oh, geez, what was it now? Something about you need to solve the Rubik's Cube to get out of jail, or else you have to stay in jail for like a year. And he chose to stay in jail for a year instead of having to solve the Rubik's Cube, because he'd never be able to solve it.
I mean, given enough time, you can do, you know, whatever. But you know what? It's not, there's like a pattern, right? You do a certain pattern and eventually you'll solve the thing. So like I looked it up recently, I think, a couple months ago, I was like explaining it to a family member because they had a Rubik's Cube. And I was like, oh, just look up this YouTube tutorial on how to solve it. And I did it.
And you figured, and you did it?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It took me, I don't know, some time, but like you gotta get the patterns correct.
If I didn't have that walkthrough, I don't know. Like maybe I'd take the year in prison, because I don't know if it might take me over a year to solve that Rubik's Cube.
Now it would be a different twist if you said like, oh, you get one chance at it. Otherwise something else happens. You have to have a consequence to not solving it in like a specific time frame or whatever.
Yeah. So if you can't solve it in a week, like,
yeah,
you know, do you think you could solve it in a week with no walkthrough, with no help?
Yeah, probably could.
All right, fine.
I see some questions here. From Iceberg and actually Jim, right, Bush about like Jonte Porter.
Okay, what's the question?
So just thoughts on Jonte Porter.
Yeah, why are people buying up Jonte Porter? Aren't there other players that are out of the league?
I think it's just a meme at this point. It's like, it's a meme Top Shot moment. And you know what? They can't mint anymore. So, you know, you have the scarcity built in, which is what everyone wants. You know, it's like you want scarcity. It's, you know, it's a Raptors moment. It's pretty great. You know, if you're a parlay enthusiast, you might love to own a moment like that.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a piece of history. I mentioned something yesterday about history is not always pleasant. Sometimes it's really not so pleasant. And I the NBA. So the interesting part here is like the NBA, you know, they want nothing to do with this guy, like ever again, like, they don't want his name mentioned with the league's name, like, at all. So the fact that it lives forever on Top Shot is kind of hilarious, like, because they can't really erase it. And if they tried, that would cause one hell of a storm, because it undermines the idea of owning things digitally. Like, so this is a really interesting test, I think, because the league doesn't want this to exist. I mean, we don't even know if that highlight that he has on Top Shot, if he intentionally made that shot or not. That's the best part about it. Is he could have accidentally made that shot. Did he bet on that shot? Did he bet on that game? Probably. It's kind of hilarious. And we own a piece of that history. So, you know, for better or for worse, that's what it is. And it's kind of a meme. And I mean, it's really stupid. I don't know what went through his mind.
I feel almost like he's also an easy mark. You know, he's the fall guy. Like, no one cares about him. He's not a superstar. I mean, remember when, wasn't there a story before about like LeBron James's agent was found like betting on games?
Look at Jordan. That wasn't like a secret. Jordan was a huge gambler. Like, he's in the Last Dance. I think he's gambling on everything. Like, this guy is gambling. So the league, I think they were always playing, you know, they were trying to cover, just clean that up a bit. And I think you're right. Jonte is a perfect fall guy, especially for a league that's now pushing gambling as much as they are. They need to basically just set the tone for, hey, everyone, you better stay in line because this could happen to you. And they just picked the exact right guy. And Jonte was too stupid to understand. Like, they were looking for someone exactly like him to do this exact thing.
Yeah. Well, Weisberg doesn't agree. Should we give him a chat timeout? He says, don't spread that if you don't know it. Well, what don't I know? That LeBron James' agent, that was a story. I read that story. I'm sure you guys remember that story that whatever his name is, Coach Carter, whatever his name is, he had something to do with that. I don't know. His manager does gamble a ton, but doesn't gamble on NBA games. All right, Weisberg, allegedly, what about the Japanese agent of the guy on the Angels who's now in the Dodgers? Also gambler. Okay, people gamble, people need that rush, people like the thrill. Boston Base is watching without sound on. I appreciate that, Boston Base. Steve, do you know any sign language? Do you know skiing? Do you know that?
No, I don't. Yeah, exactly, right.
All right. Jeb saying LeBron does performance enhancing drugs. He probably gambles too. Exactly. Let's turn this into the LeBron James slander hour. All right. So did enough of you quack in the chat? I feel like you're not quacking in the chat. Guys, put your comments in the chat so I can get you on the wheel of names. Otherwise, you're not going to win the Jimmy Butler. Weisberg saying, you mean the guy who committed wire fraud and stole millions from his best friend? Yeah, exactly. That guy, the Japanese translator. Let's see here. People are quacking in the chat now. Finally, it took so long though, man. Gotta like prod you with a poker to get you to quack in the chat. We got 19 of you and a whole lot more than you in the chat, but soon I'm going to cut it off. And if you're not quacking, you can't get in there. Boss of Base with a nice sticker. Thank you very much, sir. Boss of Base listening without sound on, but kind enough to give the sticker. Ice cream so good. Yes, yes, yes. Strong woman.
Never gets old.
I know, right? Let's see. All right. I think that's enough quacking in the chat. Let's put it on the wheel of names and see how we're doing here. And then we're going to talk a little bit of, this is always happens. As soon as they start selecting, more people start quacking. So you have a couple more seconds. Let me see what else we got here. Yeah. So the Wemby went for $145,000, Steve. What do you think the Chet will go for?
The Chet? I don't know.
Will we break 100 or no?
Probably not. I think Wemby was special. I mean, it was, I don't want to say hype too, because they did it wasn't a great job hyping that either. And like the secretive like bidding process was strange, but I don't think they'll do a better job for the Chet, put it that way. So I don't know.
It's kind of surprising too, that like this non-hyped way of doing things, and you still had people that were willing to drop serious coin.
Yeah, that's a good sign. I mean, you know, in this market too, you know, I mean, lots of NFTs in general are moving. So for someone to spend $145,000, that's a huge vote of confidence.
Huge. All right. So we got the wheel. Here we go. everyone who is here live, you have double entries. Well, let me just make sure. Do we have Twitch guy in here? We don't have Twitch guy. Twitch guy, where are you? I got to make sure Twitch guy's in here. Hold on. Where is he? I saw Twitch guy was up here. I'm scrolling. Here he is, bag holder. Let's give him his drop real quick. He deserves his drop. Twitch guy! All right, bag holder, I'm adding you in here twice because you're here live. All right, so I'm going to have a final look at this list. Just make sure I haven't missed. Oh, damn it, I missed somebody. I missed someone, Steve, and I don't know who it is. All right, I'm going to select it all over again. Oh, man. This is going to be great to listen to after the fact. All right, let me scroll up. And all right, we're gonna run it. I'm gonna put them in here and put them in here one more time. And look at that. Can the wheel be rigged? Have you ever seen that before? Here you go, everybody. For everyone who thinks I'm rigging things, there's no functionality to determine who will win ahead of time. So can't be rigged. Here we go. Let's see who will win a Jimmy Buckets. This will be the only winning let the Heat do. It looks like it's a Twitter user. There's almost Mr. Kicker. You saw that. Oh shit, who was it? Hold on. Last Hope. I wish that was not so blurry, but number 78, Last Hope. Let's go scroll up real quick. 78, Last Hope. Look at that. The Last Mavs, it was almost you. Bleezy, it was almost you. And Mr. Kicker, it was almost you. Maybe next time. But if you guys are here live, so you'll have a good chance to win the Drew Holiday. That's what everybody truly wants. So, Steve, why don't we talk playoffs, right? You're a Raptors fan. The Raptors kind of crapped it up at the end of the season there. What happened? They just tanking for this white kid?
I mean, it seems like they were tanking, yeah. I mean, well, they were tanking. Ask Jonte. So, you know, they might have been intentionally losing a few games, hitting the unders, Raptors, we'll see what happens next year. But as for this playoffs, like last year, I was very much in keeping a watchful eye on the Nuggets. I'll do the same this year. I mean, they're a great team. It's hard to argue against the defending champs. And Jokic is just, he's a machine. Every season, it seems like he's just getting better. And it's like, it's almost boring how good he is. Like, I know, right? Just the casual triple double. And like, you know, it's just, it's pretty insane. And then Jamal Murray is obviously like the hometown hero here in Kitchener, Ontario. Last year I attended, we had a couple viewing parties here locally. So I'm hoping they go far so we can do the same. I don't really know. I mean, I haven't really been keeping up too much on other teams because Raptors is the only one I really care about. I know you mentioned Pacers before. They're kind of the underdog. I do like Pacers a lot for a couple of reasons. I think they're a really fun team. Tyrese is fun. They have a lot of great players on that team. So I kind of hope
look at this
win. Yeah.
Weisberg saying he wants to take the field versus the Nuggets. Wow. You guys should put a Jonte Porter on the line for that. But anyways, Steve, yeah. I don't know if you do much sniping on Floaty. I know you've made some big deals on Floaty in the past. So we're going to have a little break to learn a little bit about something about Floaty. And then we'll come back and talk a little playoffs. So here we go. Yo, it's Tandy. And if you want to become an easy money sniper, see what I just did there? Then I need to tell you about a couple of partnerships that Floaty has currently that you need to know about. The first one is Live Token. We talked about this previously, but if you go to the Live Token deals page and you look on it, you can see certain listings are Floaty. Specifically, you'll see anything under a dollar will always be Floaty. You tap the Floaty button to buy it, and it'll redirect you directly to the Floaty marketplace, and you can purchase that moment right then and there. Another thing that you can now do on Live Token is set an alert. You can create an alert right here, and that will alert you when an item is for sale. And of course, if it's under a dollar in this case, it'll absolutely be on Floaty. And if it's Jersey Last Mint or something like that, it'll probably be on Floaty as well. Another partnership you need to know about is fairly recent. This is the OTM Sniper area on their website. And you'll see when a listing is from Floaty because it will have this Floaty logo. So let's say I want Enos Cantor or Enos Captain America, whatever his name is these days. You will be able to click that button and it will take you directly to the Floaty checkout page. So as you can see, there is no reason to list anywhere else because you'll have more eyeballs on your listings and you'll save on the seller's fees. Better visibility, better seller's fees. Do it on floaty.io and let's get back to the show.
It took everything in my power to not say better pizza, but I didn't.
Anyway, yeah, so there you go. Check out floaty.io. Look at the show notes. Join the Discord if you'd like. Follow them. Follow their socials. Follow the Floaty bot. Get involved because they are really making a lot of moves. I those guys don't sleep at night, I think, because every other week it's a new partnership. It's a new – they've added something new. They're really making a lot of moves over there. So – anyway, let's keep it moving, Steve. So it sounds like your pick is the Denver Nuggets. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And what about on the East? Do you like? Are you going chalky white like me? You're going the Boston Celtics, or you're going someone else?
Oh, that's a really tough question. That's a really, really tough question. Not Knicks, not Celtics.
Maybe we should bring up the bracket.
Yeah, let's bring up the bracket here. Right. See what this looks like.
A bracket. I know that when I was looking at the bracket, like it looks like a really nice road to the finals for the Celtics, which is what scares me a little bit. It like looks too good. But we'll see. You know, like maybe some of these things will.
I will say, like, I'm looking at the thing now. I would love to see Orlando.
Yeah, I think everyone would. Orlando's the darling pick of all NBA fans right now. This young, fast, tall, like totally surprise everyone with their seeding, the fact that they're even in the playoffs, arguably. I think people thought the Sixers could potentially make some noise because they shouldn't be a 7 seed. They should arguably be higher because if Embiid is back healthy, which is a big if, you know, that tall sack of potatoes on those knees, like it's probably not likely that he's 100%. But if he is, then that's probably one of the most dangerous 7 seeds in recent history. So that's that. But anyway, your pick on the East is the Magic. You're kind of just hoping the Magic can make
it's not out. Like a realistic pick, but it's like it's the one that I would love to see go all the way to the finals to be beaten down by the Nuggets.
Okay. All right. So then you got the Magic. I mean, I think like if you look at these teams, I think probably the team with the worst possible route to the finals. Now that Jimmy Butler is hurt, the Heat are probably the worst team in the finals. I mean, in the playoffs, you'd think. If we look over here,
Are the Heat in because they have to win tournament, right? Or no?
They are in. They have to win though. Like they have to win. Hold on. Are they in? No, they have to win, I believe. Yeah. But this includes the teams that still have to win. So actually, the worst team in terms of odds currently are the Bulls. They are a 300-1 odds to win the NBA championship. Who are they? Because the Bulls are facing the Celtics, of course. They are facing the Celtics if they get past the Heat. So it's either going to be the Heat or the Celtics or the Bulls versus the Celtics in round one of the playoffs. Now, I know as a Celtics fan, just seeing the Heat team with that BS Heat culture, you know, Gabe Vincent all of a sudden, or whoever's the next Caleb Martin or Big Gabe, you know, they just decide to play like Michael Jordan versus the Celtics. I feel like the Celtics are not going to be completely calm until like the Heat are just really truly in the back, in the windshield, the back or whatever, the back, the rear view mirror, let's say. But anyway, the Bulls are the biggest long shot. Then it's the Magic. And then you got the Kings and the Pelicans. Then you got the Pacers. Then the Heat, currently 60-1. I'll take a Jonte Porter against that action. And then you got the Cavs, the Knicks, the Suns, the Lakers, and T-Wolves are both 18-1. You got the Bucks at 16-1 because Giannis is not healthy right now. You got the Embiid and the Sixers at 14-1. So there you go with that seven seed. I don't think we've ever seen a seven seed this high in the odds. Mavs, Thunder, they're tied at 14-1 in terms of odds. Then you got your Clippers at 12-1. So the Clippers are the third most favored team. I find that kind of surprising, especially because we found out recently that Kawhi Leonard has some inflammation in his knee. When does he not have some inflammation in his knee? And then you got the Nuggets, who are actually not favored. And then you got the Celtics, who are favored almost at even money, which is just insane. I mean, like, that just shows you how much you are buying the top if you put money on the Celtics. I mean, I think your bet, what do you think your best value is here, Steve? Would you like to put 3-1? Would you like 1-3 on the Nuggets?
Best value? I mean, I'm like, not that I'm putting money on it, but if I were, I love like kind of the long shots.
Yeah, of course.
You know, even something like, I know we talked like the Bulls against like the Celtics, for instance, hypothetical matchup, or the Magic, right? Mm-hmm. Like that game one could change everything. Like,
right.
That could suddenly, like hypothetically, if the underdog wins against the Celtics or they keep it close, I mean, then you have people guessing about those odds, and you could, you know, I mean, even if you wanted to, you know, cash out before like the series ended or whatever, you would probably have more favorable odds. It's hard to bet. I'm not much of a better. So, but I do like the underdog kind of thing. I mentioned Magic before. I would love to see them go further.
Yeah, I'd like to see if like the Kings can go on a run. I'd like to see if like the Pacers, like you said, I mean, they had that midseason tournament. I mean, maybe they can go on somewhat of a run. The Mavs, I think, are the darling pick as well in terms of a team that people think can surprise people. I mean, they're not that far down though. They're tied for the fourth most likely team in terms of the Vegas odds. They're tied with the Thunder. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I like seeing all these teams at the top that we're not used to seeing, like the Clippers, the Thunder, the Mavs.
Yeah, Thunder is like another interesting story too. I mean, a lot of great players, obviously, Chet, you know, Shea. But Shea's a hometown hero as well. I mean, Hamilton, Ontario is like right next to Kitchener. That's where I'm from originally. Shea's like the talk of the town. I mean, he lives like, or he has a home in the same neighborhood as like a lot of people that I know. And it's just, it's fun to have like a hometown hero like that too. Right. I'm not sure if Jamal Murray has a home here in Kitchener, but like, yeah, anyways, that's pretty cool.
I'm looking up Kitchener right now. That's a pretty big wave pool you got over there at Binghamton's.
Binghamton's, yeah, there you go. Binghamton's.
Do you get in the wave pool, or do you think that there's probably a lot of pee in there?
I've never actually been in that wave pool, but they have an awesome mini putt right next to it that I've been there a few times.
That's good. I like a mini putt that we like to call that putt-putt in the Northeast. Was it in the Northeast? No, sorry. I got that wrong. In South Africa. Now I'm going way over your head. In South Africa, it's called putt-putt. In the Northeast, it's called mini golf. I believe mini golf is probably what it's called in most places. But anyway, moving right along. So there you go. There's your playoff picks. The darlings seem to be the Magic and the Mavericks. And I think, obviously, the chalk, I didn't know I was choosing chalk at the beginning of the preseason. Jeb told me I was, that the Nuggets and the Celtics were chalk all along. But I think people thought the Nuggets weren't going to do it earlier on in the year when they didn't look quite as strong. But it, like the NBA nowadays is a game where you plan out how hard you want to work, how hard you want to really go for it. And we're seeing all the teams basically do that. And it seems like the Nuggets are picking up steam right at the right time. Like they've done this already. They're like, again, they're like the New England Patriots. Like they know what they need to do. They know when they need to play defense. Mm-hmm. They know when they need to show out. Jokic knows when he can spend time dreaming about horses and when he needs to actually show
up. That's the most frustrating part about Jokic is like the guy just seems like he doesn't even care. Like it's like basketball is secondary. It's, or maybe third. It's, like, it's not even like the most important thing in his life. It's like a, almost feels like a side hobby or like a side hobby.
I know.
You
know.
Imagine being like, you know, you're LeBron or whatever, one of the best players in the league, working your ass off like your entire life, you know, whatever. You're grinding away every day in the gym, and you're just getting your ass kicked by some guy who just doesn't really want to be there. Like he wants to race horses. Like that must be so frustrating. And that's like, I don't know. I feel like that's like, you know, shit talking without having to shit talk, you know, just knowing this guy is just beating you. And like,
he doesn't even care. He wins the NBA championship and he's like, okay, actually this is pretty cool. when he first won it, he's like, I am not happy right now. This is taking days away from being at home and watching the horses.
Disappointed when he found out there was a parade. He's like, oh, he's like, the job is done. I can go home now. It's like, oh, the parade. Oh, that was awesome.
That was so funny. He's like, all right, fine. I guess this is cool. But you're right, man. I wonder if there's a lesson there. I wonder if, like, when we go about things in our life, maybe we shouldn't be focusing on trying to be the best. Maybe, like, you should be so cool that you don't even care, and then you'll be the best. I don't know.
There's something there. But it is frustrating when someone's just, like, naturally, like, just gifted. And, like, because there's something to be said about hard work, right? Hard work generally will beat, like, non-hard work.
Yeah,
and like talents, like just raw talent alone isn't enough to get the job done. You need like to put the hours in the gym or whatever. But like Jokic is pretty much like the example of like just like raw talent. I mean, yeah, obviously he's athletic. Every NBA player is athletic, but like he's not as athletic as most players.
Right.
He's just like crazy gifted and skilled, and that's something you can't teach. It's like you either have it or you don't, and he has it.
Yeah, and he's gonna have so much longevity too, because he's not like Giannis, like putting his shoulder down and just ramming himself into other players, and the refs just cover their eyes and send him to the free throw line. Whereas Jokic is just all moves, he's all like sleek and turning his shoulder around and just shooting over your head.
On that note, it reminds me a lot of like just old timers when they play like any sport. They just have to be smarter because I mean they move slow, so you have to. Like LeBron changes game too. If on that note, like old timers have to be smart, so they because they're less athletic. And I feel like Jokic was just like an old timer from the very beginning when he got into the league. Just like because he couldn't move as fast as everyone.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Jokic. I love that he was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial. I mean, everything about him is great. So Ryan Yoda over here, if you click the pack description, you can see which moments are in that pack. We do know that, Ryan. We clicked that on the Pacers pack and we saw the legendaries and so forth and the rares that are in that pack. All good stuff. So why don't we give away the Drew Holiday? You got an MGLA Drew Holiday. So what you need to do now is quack in the chat. You're going to have to quack again because I only see 13 active quackers. Quack in the chat. We're going to do it painfully. We're going to do the duck race. I'm going to have to wait, but I know people like the duck race. So go ahead and quack in the chat and we will get that going.
While you're doing that, like, I think this is the first time I'm not an influencer. I just tweet about Top Shot all the time. Some guy reached out to me, I guess with these shoes. You probably saw these shoes.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I want to send you a pair of shoes. I'm like, oh, this is the first time anyone sent me anything. I'm like, of course I'll accept them. He's like, what size are you? I'm like, 11 and a half. I'm like, cool. Right. He's like, I don't have 11 and a half. I'm like, oh, okay. We'll figure something out. Anyways, he sends me a pair of size eights. So there's no way I can wear the thing. So I have no idea if they are comfortable, but he sent me a pair of them. So
can you give a little like bend test and put your thumb in the sole?
Sure, I'll get the whole thing. Well, anyways, it comes in this awesome box. I thought the box was pretty sweet, right? You know, it's got like the rare and like got the whole thing. Soul Savvy, right? So the guy was nice enough to ship this to me.
Isn't that a Canadian company or no?
No, I think it's based out of Philadelphia. It's the shipping where it came from.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, the shoes are all right. I mean, again, I can't try them on because they're size eights, but like,
let's get a good look at them.
Okay. Well, you got like on the inside, you got like, you know, the inserts, the soles there. You have like the, you know, it's the rare and the series four. Mm-hmm. I guess the colorway is like kind of like an MGLE colorway. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting test. I think he said he's selling like 499 pairs of these, I guess.
Okay.
That's the mint count. Anyways. thought I mentioned that because like no one ever sends me anything, and it's like it was nice enough for him to do that, and he didn't ask anything for me to. He didn't ask that I tweet, didn't ask I say anything. I'm just like, okay, I feel like it's my obligation to be like, this guy sent me this thing, and it's much appreciated. And yeah, kind of cool.
That's the perks of being famous, Steve. You're famous.
famous. Yes, yes.
Steve, how tall are you with size 11 and a half feet? That's a large foot.
I don't know, 6'2", 6'3".
Oh, you're a tall man. That's why you were shooting over Jacob with such ease in those videos. Oh, yeah.
That was easy. I mean, Jacob is, anyone can shoot over Jacob.
All right. We got enough quackers in the chat. We got 23 of you, 23 quackers, and there's 38 of you watching. There's 96 apparently. I don't know how Elon Musk adds up these people on Twitter. I don't think that's a real number, but it definitely helps my ego. But let's see. Bagholder, are you in the chat still? I got to add you manually if you're still here. So Bagholder, if you're in the chat, get it in there. Everybody else, get your quacks in the chat. If you've quacked in the last 15 minutes, you should be good. Yeah, MGLE shoes. Why not?
Why not?
All right. All right. Well, we got 24 ducks. Let's run it. Of course, someone's probably going to get in here as I'm selecting it, but speak now or forever hold your peace. This is for the Drew Holiday. Let's see. I need to go back here and edit the list and get it in here. There's 24 names. Let me double check again that no one is new. Nope. 24 names, 24 ducks. That's a pretty high chance, folks. You have a pretty good chance at winning a Drew Holiday MGLE. So let's do it. Let's do it here. Okay. Okay, we got the ducks all set. We'll do it live. All right, let me just make one last check that, oh, goddamn, 25 people. All right, it always happens. Let's do it again. Gonna do it again. Gotta get those names in. No duck left behind. That's what we say. All right. Okay, we are set to go. No bag holder. He's no longer in the chat. And by the wine says, I'm wearing 10-year-old $1 archive set shoes. Show us the photo, by the way. We want to see it. All right. So here we go, guys. Let's see who's going to take home a Drew Holiday, key member of the Boston Celtics. Let's give it a little shuffle for Bleazy. 1, 2, 3, little shuffle. And let's see who's going to win the Drew Holiday MGLE. Here we go. Wait, turn off the sound. All right. Let's see who's in front right here. We got Rouse in airplane mode, our beak to beak, but also Dharma Gardner is in front at the moment. It's a little early to be in front. You don't want to be in front this early. Bas van Leeuwen, which seems like a friend of Badewijn, is in front. He's in front by a beak. Airplane mode is now tied with Bas van Leeuwen. Badewijn, though, with another very Dutch name. He's coming up in the frog suit. The frog suit, Badewijn is looking. By the way, Top Shot Hot Shot is in almost in front again. This is like the third straight week. But good for Top Shot Hot Shot. He's not right in front because then you know you're going to lose. Cart Pigs just got rugged. He was in front for a hot second. DCMG's in front. But Dharma Gardner is taking the lead. This would be the second race that Dharma Gardner has won if he can do it. 9 seconds. Nope, getting rugged. Mr. Kicker, though, but look at the bottom. We have GB, Mr. GB Proofs, a naked duck. Of course, the naked duck wins in the end. Mr. Kicker was so close, but GB Proof takes it. There you go. Your first, second, and third, Mr. GB and Cart Pigs and Mr. Kicker. Let's see where Top Shot Hot Shot landed. There's J.E. Skeets in 10th. Top Shot Hot Shot, where are you? There you go. You're almost at the end. 22nd. Oh, geez. Top Shot, Hot Shot. He just comes here to lose these giveaways, but that's okay. We still like him. But Mr. GB Proofs, congratulations, sir. You have won. Let's get the Top Shot name right there. It's APOX. So let me write that down. The Drew Holiday is going to win APOX on Top Shot. There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff. Mr. Kicker got rugged. I guess that's it, Steve. I mean, this is just about an hour. You got your shoes that you're never going to wear. you got your playoff picks in. I don't know. Anything else you want to tell the folks, the fine folks in the chat?
Not particularly. Do you still have that, like, the wheel of names? Like, I can give away a moment if you want me to give away a moment.
I mean, it's I feel like if you
have watched this entire show up until this point, I feel like, you know, you deserve something.
So what we could do, actually, we could use the giveaway tool from StreamYard. That makes it very easy. And then, like, they don't even have to say anything. Actually, no, they do have to say something. So we're going to.
I want to do a little bit of a twist, I think.
Yeah.
Just as an experiment.
Sure.
Can we pick three names, and then like maybe this is complicated, but pick three names, and whoever has the highest, whoever's highest on the Raptors leaderboard wins them all.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So I hope there's some Raptors fans in here. We're going to what should the secret word be? Steve,
magic word. Jonte.
All right, I think I might be spelling this wrong, but that's okay. Jonte, let's share this tab. Type in the chat, Jonte. Hopefully I spelled that right.
Well, it's no age, but it's fine.
So you got to misspell Jonte in the chat, the way I did. You got to put in the hashtag misspelling of Jonte. And you'll be eligible to win something from Steve's collection.
So last time I gave away, unless someone's on the show, I gave away a Durant rare. I'm doing that again. Do a Durant rare.
Oh, wow. So nice.
Throwdowns.
There you go. Make sure you get the hashtag in. We got someone in here who didn't do the hashtag. Cart Pigs, make sure you add the hashtag to be eligible. Hashtag Jonte Scully as well. Make sure you got the hashtag DCMG. Get the hashtag in there. Bleezy as well. Hashtag, make sure you get the hashtags or else it's not going to count you in there. So get your hashtags in there. And let's see. Bleezy's number 3,381 on the Raptors.
Okay. He's got a chance. Board. You never know. I mean, who knows? But you know what? I'm just trying to experiment, right? Because
Why not?
You know, why not?
Why not? I say, why not? All right, well, we have 21 entries. We'll give you guys a couple more minutes. That's true. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Gotta like and subscribe. That's true. Who? Apox GB. I hope you liked and subscribe. If you didn't, I'll find you. Yeah, be right back. Gonna go lock all my Raptors moments. All right, let's keep on going here. We got 22 entries. I think that's enough. Let's count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom.
Okay, so we're doing three, right? Three names.
Then, yeah. Yep. So to be on the leaderboard, that means people have to have locked Raptors moments, right?
Okay. Yep.
So right, Badlewine, that's name number one. We got a Dutchman on the list. Badlewine is name number one. Let's get name number two. So now you're gonna now have to figure out their top shot names.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll look at that.
All right, he's gonna figure it out. Here's name number two.
Cart Pigs
is name number two. I feel like he might be Canadian. He did say
if you want to drop the username, like the winners in the chat, it probably helps me out.
Mm-hmm. So Cart Pigs, get your username in the chat. Badlewine, get your username in the chat. And last and not least, the third potential winner of a Kevin Durant rare is Bas van Leeuwen. Wow, this is a very Dutch-focused winners group. So Bas van Leeuwen, we need your top shot name. Cart Pigs, we need your top. So here we go. Yeah, Cart Baloo. Pigs top shot name is Baloo.
Yep, cool. Got that.
Motherwines is, I don't know. He hasn't added it yet. Otherwise, what's your top shot name? And then we need Bas's top shot name as well. Hopefully everyone is in the chat. I know that Carpig's in the chat, Bodline's in the chat, but I don't see Boss.
All right. Well, Baloo is 8,727. Okay. So
you got a chance. 8,727.
Yeah.
Okay. Boss, here he is. Boss is Singa Boss.
Singa Boss. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Oh, 689.
Oh boy, look at that.
I think Boss it's gonna
is
be
definitely
him.
Gonna win this. And Badlewine, go check out Badlewine. What's Badlewine on the Raptors board?
He has not locked anything. Okay. There's no leaderboards. All right.
Well, congratulations, Bas van Leeuwen. You won. the Kevin Durant rare. Congratulations. Should we give him some kind of a clip? Let's give him this one. Congratulations. And this is what we give to Badawine since he has no moments locked.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
I mean, luckily my name is not part of that because I'd be on Badawine's team. But I'm just glad we could use that clip. So congratulations to Bas van Leeuwen. You have won the Kevin Durant rare. And my Dutch is an extra nice extra price.
Well, I'm also a Dutchman, so there you go. Well, half Dutch.
Oh, there you go. Half Dutch.
If the name, if the last name didn't give it away, Vierman, like.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Well, I know that Vierman, this was a Lekker show. I know Lekker because it's the same as in Afrikaans, which is what my parents can speak. And that was Dutch because the Dutch settled South Africa. So there's some Dutch lineage in my family as well. I think I like some Dutch sweets as well. So I like Zoda, right? We talked about licorice on another show and Zakarian got all upset at me and said, what kind of weirdo eats licorice? Licorice or Zoda is like a British thing. I don't know if you like licorice, Steve.
There's a Dutch store nearby. I got a bunch of like licorice and gave it to like some other family members on like my wife's side. Cause the Dutch, they call them candies, but they're like salted like licorice.
I love them.
But like, if you're not expecting it, it's a crazy reaction. Like, you know,
I love them. Apparently, it's not very healthy. I think someone told me that like it's not healthy, but I like licorice. So Badawine or Boss, figure out what it costs to ship licorice across Europe, because I would actually like some Dutch licorice now that I'm thinking about it. Anyways, Steve, I think that's all I got. Let's see what happens in this. Let's see what happens with these rare playoff packs. Let's see if they sell out. Let's see if they pivot. I felt like they pivoted around did they pivot around the playoff packs last time too? Like they weren't selling out. Yeah, they gave a bunch of them away or they lowered pricing. I don't know.
Rapper's not going to leave money on the table. Like, if they feel like they can lower the price or whatever to sell more packs, then they will. Like, they're smart about that. Fandom packs, again, if you're going to participate, like, that's kind of the one that you, you know, cheaper barrier of entry. Like, it's probably the best bet. Rares will get expensive.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, Steve, thank you for making it onto the show. Very much appreciated. And enjoy the playoffs. Enjoy rooting for the Nuggets. And we will talk to you all soon. So again, thank you to floaty.io. I remembered to mention them now. Sometimes I forget at the end of the show. Floaty.io, buying, selling, Top Shot all day. You do it on floaty.io. New partnerships coming all the time. All right, and that's about it. So for Steve Vierman and for myself, thank you for spending this time with us. And we will see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Static selector.